realize it's been some time since we've spoken like this. I always imagine you sitting down when we talk. Comfortable. A glass of something sweet in your hand. Rocking chairs on the porch, that sort of thing. You don't have a face, but we sit and we talk. Well, we sit and I talk. You listen. I didn't want to miss this opportunity. Just in case. Seems the signal's coming by more and more while I'm away from my desk. I hope you're enjoying my little story. It's not one I ever plan on telling anybody else. You should feel special. And rightfully so, it's because you are. You're my best friend. A faithful companion, always by my side with a shoulder there to cry on. That's all we ever really need sometimes, I suppose. Before we part ways this time, there's something important I want to give to you. It's the only thing I can give you, oh faithful, intangible listener. A piece of advice. A proverb from old Carter Huttenberg, so to speak. Today's parting gift for you. It is this. All things end.
Hey everybody, welcome to Super Quest Saga, the show where we here at the Dungeon Cast sit around the table and play some Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Will Stark. I shall be your catastrophic Dungeon Master for this evening. Joining me as always is...
Josh Freeland, playing Sebastian Crenshaw, Half-Orc Paladin.
Your special guest Jake, playing for Stephanie Goldpedal, the Furball Druid.
I'm Brian, I'm playing the human warlock Carter Huttenberg today.
And it's been a while since we last recorded.
We're back. The curtain has been unveiled.
I know. For the viewers, it's only been 2 weeks. For us, it's almost been 2 months, something like that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So let's do a little recap. I think last time on Super Quest Saga, you guys had just gotten back from retrieving the Astral Silica Diamond off of the Ice Maiden, which was a comet, infested by Dreadnought babies, which you found out. You guys made your escape there. You got your diamonds. You made it back to the Athenium. Victoria and Watt have been working on the schematics for the shielding project, which I have named Aegis. They shall be building an astral enamel gel invisibility shielding.
Yeah, future words. Yes. Fuck me up with your future words.
And while they were doing that, you guys met some dragons. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Some historian dragons who asked a lot of questions. And I don't know if you guys decided if Prim was going to let them scan the sigil on her body.
Well, I think she's her own person.
Yeah. I think she was leaning towards it, but, we'll get there.
Yeah.
And then you guys were attacked by two members of the Freelancers, Armory and the Dynamo. It was a big fight on a bridge. There was a lot of explosions.
And I saved us all.
And Carter saved us all. And after that fight, there was kind of a bit of, carnage left on the bridge. Mm. And that's where the scene is opening up. The scene opens up on the bridge right after the fight took place, and you guys are...
We're inside the tower that we came
through. Yeah, you're right at that entrance area where the tower goes out to the bridge, and there's two smoldering scorch marks on the bridge where the two warforged self-destructed, and I'm thinking a whole...
Only one self-destructed there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you sent one to Oblivion. So, yeah, one giant scorch
mark. Can you tell us in the audience if he did blow up in another plane?
Yeah. Where did you send him to?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. He totally blew up in another plane.
Some other place.
But I'm picturing a scene we have law enforcement is on site. You guys are getting patched up by the medical staff. And Victoria Watt come rushing up.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What plane did I have the option to send it to?
I don't know. I don't know how the spell works. What does the spell say?
An ethereal plane, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Bigby's
hand.
So,
while Brian's figuring out where his banishment sent, was it the armory that you? Yeah, it was the first guy.
The armory got sent
out. Victoria and Watt come rushing up to you guys getting patched up. And Victoria is like, Unity, what happened? Are you guys okay?
It's always us.
It's very true.
Freelancer
Stupid
guys.
Stupid fucking Warforge.
Yeah. A couple of those freelancer guys jumped us. We killed them.
What?
What?
Nothing.
What was that?
We just don't have to. Yeah, I wasn't in character, out of character. I'll just tell you guys, like, I'm disappointed we told the truth.
Oh, okay. What would you rather? I'm just so curious.
I would just play dumb. I don't know.
So
some guys attacked us. We took care of it for you.
And Victoria just says, it was a matter of time before they found us. We got to get moving
soon.
Oh, wait. We're talking to Victoria and not a stranger.
Yeah, this is Victoria. Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. Right. Sorry.
Yes. Maybe we should keep that to ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Although law enforcement does ask, let's cover that right now.
We don't know, but we took care of it for you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
What did they look like?
Metal/wood.
Taking notes.
One really big, one Warforged, not too big.
Warforged, big one, small one.
I sent one away. Don't worry about it.
All right.
They blew up at the end. They don't look like anything anymore. They look like dust.
Watt says to Victoria, we're back. We're back to this original scene. And he says, if we push, we should probably be able to have the Aegis installed in about a week.
A week.
So we have to stay here for a week.
Yeah, what should we do for that week?
Stay alert is the only thing I can think of. There's not much we can do.
My buzzword. That's all I do.
That's how I live my life.
With +5 initiative.
I mean, Prim, we could maybe do the whole scanning thing and talk to Bright Song and... What is it? Light Song and Bright Wind. I mixed up the names. I was going to say Light Wind and Bright Song.
Prim says, I'm okay with that. That sounds good. The more we find out about me, the better for everything we're trying to do.
We should definitely be on our toes for that little encounter, I think. We don't know the true nature of these dragons, only taking them at their word so far.
It's true, but at the very least, we can get, hopefully, a printout of the sigil in full. And then we can just use that on our own, regardless of what they tell us.
I suppose if dragons in this world are similar to the place we're from, can I roll history to see what Carter knows about dragons?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
D20. I think I have a plus several. And
that's not a number.
It's
a 7.
Okay, 7 total. What are you even trying to know here?
Relate to past information I'd have about dragons, which Carter would have, like, common, regular dragon information.
You
like
know
classic.
That the concepts of, like, metallics and chromatics of the old world don't exist anymore. Seems like dragonkind consolidated after...
They became metallic.
They became one, like, kind of unified race along with Dragonborn after whatever happened 100,000 years ago.
They felt the need to unite? Okay, that's suspect to somebody that knows dragons then, because they would never do that.
True. But also, it's the same true as of elves.
Right,
like the elves, the wood elves, the high elves, the drow, all of them coalesced into one united front as well.
And there's no orcs. Future's weird, yo. That's what my 7 gave me. Future's weird, yo. Nice.
And somehow being in space for this long has transformed dragons into totally new species they've never seen before.
That's dope. Yeah, they were flying just out in space. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
So that means they can travel great distances.
You've seen two kinds of dragons so far. You've seen the Pulsar dragon, which was like half mechanical with giant plasma cannons in its body. And then you saw these stellar dragons with wings of light. So... Mm-hmm. You know there's more kinds, but I'm not going to spoil it here. Unless you get a high history check.
Which I didn't.
Anyways, all right, so we'll move forward. Watt says, I'll speak with Krieg, and we'll try and get the Aegis installed as quickly as possible. And we're just going to kind of fast forward through this week. Was there anything you guys wanted to do besides the whole Prim body scan thing?
Research dragons, I guess.
Okay, sure.
I use my sage feature from my background to figure out where to get dragon info and go get it.
Okay, cool. What info do you want?
I mean, I know very little, so just general.
If you spend a week researching, like, you'll know that there are 5 categories of dragon, each more like exponentially powerful than the last. The weakest being what are called meteor dragons, which are really tanky looking, heavy plated. They almost look like they're made out of rock or stone.
Okay.
And all 5 dragon types are capable of space flight. There's the stellar dragons that you guys met, then there's the pulsar dragons, and then the 2 types of dragons that are far more powerful than a pulsar dragon would be void dragons, and then nova dragons would be the top dogs, and there's only 3 known nova dragons in the world, and they're called the 3 nova kings.
Void dragons sound scary.
Yeah, all scary. All big scary. Nova and Kings. We'll see if you guys ever come across any of that. Anyone else? What else are you guys doing for the week?
I was just going to say I wanted to do a little bit more research. I feel like I haven't looked up the Gardeners yet, or very much.
Oh, the Singers or the Gardeners? Two different sects.
Singers, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah.
Well, both. I have a week, so I feel like I would try to cover...
Yeah.
I would try to get as much knowledge because I don't feel like I have a lot of knowledge about them even in the first place. Like, I know they're slaves and I know it's like this and that, but just to get a little bit more specific.
I want
to
know where I got my knowledge from, too. Did I, like, internet browse it? Or
I think you probably use the library here.
Okay, cool.
Like, you're going to use the Athenium resources.
Nice.
Because why wouldn't you?
And they're cool with that.
Yeah. So you used your sage feature. For you, Percy, go ahead and give me an intelligence check of some sort.
Let's try the new dice. Just just a straight intelligence?
Yeah.
It's going to go super good. 11.
Okay. So you know that Firbolgs, more officially called the Singers, are 99% of all Firbolgs live within the Elven Empire, and they are slaves, technically and truly, but also they live in their own like sub society within the Elven society, and their choirs are utilized to grow all the Elven ships. Each Elven ship is at its heart one magical tree called a Saldarin tree, and for someone like the bigger ships, like the elite, like Dreadnought ships, we're talking about choirs as big as like 100 Firbolg are managing those ships. And those ships are all self-healing, and it's through the magic of the Singers. Mm-hmm. So that's what you get.
Okay.
Freeland, are you researching too?
Yeah, I am, actually. Okay, sure. Actually, well, he's going to be with Watt and Krieg kind of helping out any way he can to help speed up everything. But he's also wants to kind of see all the different other projects going on and, you know, just kind of pick up just different information because, you know, of course, he's all about robotics and cybernetics. So he wants to kind of see if anybody's working on projects similar to that.
Okay.
Maybe getting some ideas for his arm in the future, you know, stuff like that.
Okay,
you know?
All right. Just kinda... We'll keep that vague. We'll just say you looked at stuff, you saw some really cool things.
Cool.
Maybe some ideas he can integrate. We'll talk about it.
I have one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to commune.
Oh, sure. Okay. Let's
I don't need a lot.
I
just need to get a vibe on where we're all at and if I'm good.
Okay.
I just want to check.
How do you feel like communing on? See, usually when you commune, it's usually you're ripped out of your reality.
Yeah, so far. But
how is it going from the other end?
I think in the early episodes, I did commune, and I had I think I had a jawbone that I stole from like the bone mite thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But that's what I would typically do.
You're trying to get good vibes.
Yeah.
You get feelings of anticipation and of assurance.
Okay.
Which, that's a new one. That's right. You don't usually get that feeling.
No, but that's good. Yeah. I'm just trying to be like, I have direction, but am I doing it right? Am I where I'm supposed to be? It sounds like yes.
Definitely anticipation and assurance.
Carter, where have we been sleeping? Like on the ship?
Yes,
or?
This has to be up to you. The ship gets moved into the engineering bay. You guys can sleep aboard the ship.
We have quarters there. So.
You do have quarters there, but you will have to deal with like construction and noise and all that other stuff. But maybe it's safer because you're inside a ship inside a building.
Oh, because they're working on it.
Yeah.
And are they working round the clock?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you don't sleep, so what do you care?
Do they take any breaks or is there,
sure.
are they like
yeah,
on
there
shift?
Yeah, there are lulls. There are lulls in like the activity.
Okay. Who else is on the ship?
Sebastian will be on the ship because he's open trying to help out with
That's
everything.
True.
So
that
he's just
going to
be in that whole area and just take a nap.
Will stay on the ship because now we got. Yeah, I think she would feel safest on the ship. Yeah.
Percy?
I would feel weird being separated from everybody.
Bye guys.
Sleeping in the midst of construction sounds like garbage, though.
Yeah, it's not great. But you know it's for a good cause.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I would probably just suffer, I think.
Yeah.
I don't want to be...
We'll just say Persephone has a really cranky week.
Yes, a very bad one.
Okay. Carter is going to be doing something. I've always pictured I bunk across from Sebastian for some reason.
Yeah, sure.
I can see
that. I like
that.
Yeah.
I kind of saw that too, yeah.
During one of these breaks, Carter, and we'll get to this later because I'm going to do it in post, but I had this idea earlier before the session. I probably should have heads up somebody.
Yeah, you probably should.
But since the opportunity is here, Carter is, you hear some, probably would hear what Carter is doing in his room, and it doesn't sound good.
Oh.
For one of the breaks.
Oh, okay. My.
And well, the thing is, like, Sebastian's kind of on a watch right now. Carter yeah. watch, because he's yeah. already talked to Percy. Like,
Carter hey, watch.
Something's not right, you know? Okay, wait, right. Wait, okay, so let's say I'm in my room or whatever. I guess I pick up on a sound. What do I hear?
I'm minor illusion boost yelling deep speech.
I love it. It's fucking amazing. Wow.
And it doesn't sound good, I would imagine, from and it because of what I picture is Carter's not in full control for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, okay. So and he starts like speaking in tongues, basically.
Would I recognize as Carter's voice?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But the noise is, well, you know, it's probably know it's coming from my room.
Well, my thought is like, maybe if not. I don't recognize it's Carter, I may think it's an intruder and someone.
Maybe you do. I guess that'll be up to you because what you hear, I don't know what deep speech sounds like, but I know it doesn't sound good.
No.
It sounds like unintelligible.
Sounds like tongues, I would imagine. Tongues. Like something yeah. like, or worse than tongues.
Yeah.
And how would our babblefish work with that?
How would what?
Our babblefish.
The translator.
Yeah. Do you have your translator? No, it won't work.
I imagine
okay. yeah. Yeah. I don't think it works on that one.
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, who's in range of hearing this? Just Carter?
When I say like Carter's not like casting minor illusion, yeah. but like that, just the flavor of it, it's uh-huh, uh-huh. it's loud. So okay. you could probably
we'll
hear
say it. Carter's the only one. So the way the translators work is they translate via like intent, like so the translator will translate what the speaker is saying with intent. It'll send a signal to other translators in the area, and then that translator will translate the intent into something that the hearer can understand. But deep speech is on a level of difficulty to grasp that you don't understand what's being said, and it's giving you a headache.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so Sebastian, at this point, I mean, he's going to open up his door, get out of his room.
Shut the fuck up!
And he's going to walk closer, and he's going to get closer to Carter's door to make. You know, he's pretty sure it's coming from there, but he's going to walk closer to make sure that's where it's coming from, and trying to listen to see if he hears Carter as well. Which I'm because he thinks maybe it's not Carter, so he wants to kind of like is that Carter or is that someone else in there?
I would say it sounds like Carter though.
It's
right?
probably you hear some of the tones of Carter.
Okay.
Because it's coming out of Carter.
So Sebastian's just going to pound on the door. Just, Carter!
That Foley work.
Carter!
Definitely great Foley work. It stops when you do that.
Is the door open? Can I try to open the door?
It's not locked.
It's not locked? Sebastian's going to open the door.
Oh, gosh. Okay,
Carter!
Yeah,
Carter,
yeah.
You okay in there? And he's going to slowly start opening the door. What's going on?
Carter is on his hands and knees, and he's breathing heavily. And it looks like he's kind of like... Not vomit. I was going to leave the vomit out of future episodes. But he's kind of like hacking up a lung a little bit.
Oh, shit.
And I don't think I would notice you right away.
So at this point, Sebastian would be worried, seeing what you look like and stuff. So I think he'd kind of run up to you, put his hand on your shoulder. Carter, you okay?
Freak out mode. I'm going to slap that thing away.
It's like, oh God. Don't touch me.
So Sebastian's going to take a step back, and he's actually going to put his hand on his sword. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
So he's like, he's at...
I'm going to kind of get up on my, like, laurels a little bit and kind of start to stand on...
What the fuck is going on, Carter?
Get out!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I said get out now!
Sebastian's just going to stare at him. Death stare.
I cast Eldritch Blast to push him out of my room.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Do I need to roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
His AC is so much.
That one's gonna miss for sure. They're both gonna miss. I'm just like firing into the room.
You son of a bitch.
You are in his space.
Yeah.
I said get out.
He's gonna slowly walk back. Just staring at him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? I knew there's something up with you. This is not right. Something's going on.
Are you, like, backed out?
Yeah, he's backing out.
Outside the door, you close the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, I go close the door.
Fucking never use my toothpaste again, motherfucker. He closes the door.
All right, sounds good. So that happens.
And then at that point, busting and go straight to Percy's place.
Okay.
Her room. Percy, we gotta fucking talk. There's some shit going on.
Okay.
Oh, there's so much shouting.
Carter has lost his fucking mind.
It's so early.
Carter has lost it. What? I don't know. I don't trust this fool anymore.
What happened?
Something's going on.
What happened?
He's talking in some language I can't even understand with our translator.
That
I don't know.
That sounds racist. What's that? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
He was talking in some language?
Yeah, it's something that didn't even translate. I don't know. I don't recognize it.
That's
and then I run in his room to see if he's okay, and he flipped out and shot me with the Eldritch Blast. I mean, of course, it didn't hit me, but still a piece of shit, man.
It's true.
Yeah, I rolled a 5 and a 6.
Yeah, they didn't give
not good.
Yeah,
wasn't even close, but something's wrong. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this guy. He's been off for a while. Well, forever, but even more so lately.
It's true. It's very true. I mean, we'll have to talk to him tomorrow,
I don't know if talk
maybe?
Is going to work with this guy.
Well, I don't... What, you're going to just bust in there and stab this man?
Tempting.
Oh, no!
Dude, shot at me.
I mean, he doesn't sleep. That's that much we know. I don't know, maybe.
I guess he just Sebastian, I mean, just fucking raging right now.
Yeah.
He's trying to help and then he gets shot at, you know, and out of character, I understand.
Yes,
that,
yeah.
You know,
no,
but
definitely.
In character, I think Sebastian would just be fucking livid right now.
I think, obviously, this needs to get addressed, but I don't know, we gotta stab this man. We don't. We
it's time.
This
seems
a little extreme.
I won't do it, but trust me, it's crossed my mind.
But I want to.
Yeah.
We should have a crewmate talk with him, maybe.
Maybe we need a team building.
Yeah, yeah. An intervention or something. To be like, hey man, you're real sketchy. We all notice how sketchy you are. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
You know, and like if he tries anything, we'll know. And if he doesn't, then we'll know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad I came to talk to you, Percy. You always bring me down a notch.
I mean,
I'm right up the top of God.
Don't get me wrong. I think the man needs to get hit, but maybe not stabbed. I guess we'll see.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Or,
okay.
You know, whatever.
So the rest of the week goes on eventually, I hope. No more impromptu stuff that I didn't know about coming into this session.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, that's good. I liked it.
Tensions are high, though.
Good job,
it's
guys.
All going to come together.
High. Prim decides to go get scanned. I take it y'all are going with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So she'll sit in, like, the MRI machine kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this is going to scan her whole body. And both Brightwind and Lightsong will be there, and they'll be in, like, little, like, lab coats with their glasses. They seem to like getting dressed up for any occasion. And they're going to be mulling over the scans and trying to, like, piece stuff together. And they're going to run the designs through some algorithms. And it depends on if you guys want to be present for the hours they're going over this or not.
Can I also be in a lab coat and glasses?
Absolutely.
standing behind them,
of course.
Yes.
Carter had one, a lab coat and glasses on the ship. Yes.
That is very true. Maybe I'll go over to Carter's room and be like, hey, Carter, can I use your lab coat and glasses? Real quick, you know, for a certain amount of time, but
for what? What are we doing?
You know, the dragons are going over the Prim scan, and I would love to.
Oh, that's right.
Look official whilst doing that.
I do happen to have a spare. Ooh. Made in your size.
Oh, perfect.
Of course you do.
Well, I have one. Yes. I have one for every crew member.
Okay, fair enough.
I will.
I open up my closet and there's just like a row of them.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, okay, so Persephone, you're, yes, yeah, everyone's yeah, lab-coded out who wants to be. As they're going over this, Brightwind and Lightsong become perplexed because none of their, like, what's the word I'm looking for? None of the arcane sigils that they're familiar with are coming up in any of, like, the rearrangements mm-hmm. or the spreads or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And after hours and hours, Brightwind has a bit of a breakthrough and he does some redesigning of the sigils, and he says, oh, this is interesting. It doesn't seem to be a normal spell at all. Look at this. And he does, like, this rearrangement. He goes, this isn't a spell. This is a song. This is some sort of arcane song. I don't even know what this means.
Would we know what it was?
Mm-mm.
From old world?
You
like
guys are looking
of...
at like this really intricate weave that's like this rearrangement of all the different lines all over Primino.
Oh, Carter looks nervous. He's like, did you say song magic?
I did.
Interesting. Like,
that makes Carter very uncomfortable. Yeah.
You don't like the idea of song magic.
I don't.
It's interesting.
Is it like a stanza? Is it like lines? Like it looks like sheet music, kind of? It has a
vague appearance to like what you would recognize as like sheet music.
Interesting.
But way different. Yeah. Alien looking to anything you've ever seen before.
Interesting.
As a matter of fact, Brightwind turns to you because he knows you're a singer technically. Mm-hmm. He's like, does this look familiar to you? You are a singer.
Should I? Oh, yes, I am a singer. We've discussed this with other people, but I don't sing, though. I'm more of a...
Well,
you know.
I will continue my research into this.
A fighter.
But, bang, bang. It seems we have a good lead.
Yeah, definitely.
And so he'll go ahead and print out whatever you guys want, so you guys can have all the information.
Get us that divine sheet music, please.
Yeah, Will. But...
Carter's just trying to fill his clipboard up with whatever. He'll take it.
Brightwind and Lightsong will continue with the research. But the week's up. Aegis is installed.
Nice.
Vicky and Watt are ready to go. Is there anything that you guys want to do before you guys leave?
Smoothies.
You guys get smoothies on your way out.
Could I just confirm with Brightwind and Lightsong that we would need the help of some singers or a singer in order to better translate this?
Lightsong says... If anyone knows anything about song magic, it would be the singers. But I don't know if this is related to them or not.
Okay. And she's, like, her wheels are turning right now.
Right. All right, so let's say the Brunhilde takes off from Psylocke. Okay, so the Brunhilde travels through hyperspace for a few days as you guys are making your way towards...
Damn, a few days.
Illicit territory. Yeah, space travel isn't instant. It takes a while.
This is like when they go to find the Death Star. They're like going to be in hyperspace for like several hours. They play like chess.
Right. So you guys are in hyperspace for a few days, or like in and out. It's not like all in hyperspace.
Oh, we have to slow down to turn. Can't just turn in hyperspace.
Yes, exactly. That's actually exactly right. It's okay, very cool. True.
Nice.
Like I said, you're making your way towards all of the territory, which is closer to the galaxy's center than you've probably ever been before.
Ooh.
And eventually you guys come to a stop. And Watt says, this is it. This is the... Oh, God. I forgot that I wrote this. The cessation boundary.
Sorry, what was that?
Victoria looks at you. She goes, the cessation boundary.
What did he say? I heard what you said. What did he say?
Please, Carter. I know I have an accent. Please don't.
Yes, we all know you have an accent.
Bring any more attention to this than is necessary. Travel via Ethereum will no longer be an option.
Oh, my God.
Victoria says, from here on out, we're going to engage the Aegis and we're going to proceed with a fuel-powered drive.
Okie dokie.
So, just a reminder, you guys have only done the fuel power drive once. It was in like episode 5.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
Yeah, it was when the Ethereum core burnt out and you guys were looking for fuel.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's a more primitive version of long distance space travel. You'll slip into what's called subspace, and it will be faster than light travel, but it's a lot slower than via Ethereum jumps. Mm. And it makes y'all feel really queasy. So when you do this, the Brunhilde slips into subspace, all the stars go dark. It's just blacky, inky void outside, and everyone roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh, lovely. Ooh, good.
Oh, that's a natty one.
Oh, gosh.
On the new track.
What'd you get?
12.
Ooh, barely passed. And what'd you get?
17.
Okay, so you're good. I'm sorry, Persephone, but you feel sick during this entire time. And
not again.
Yeah.
let's not make vomit noises like before.
Victoria says, looks like we have about a week of this until we reach our destination.
Oh, good. I feel I'm fine with that because I did great.
As you guys cross this, as the Brunhilde crosses the cessation boundary, Carter, you are given a vision. Moment you guys slip into subspace. And it's less of a vision, more like you suddenly have this imagined memory. Back when you were in the diner with Nyarlathotep, you were playing that
House.
In the Waffle House. Yeah, you were playing that chess-like game with him.
That's right.
That game is a very famous game across the galaxy. It's called Imperatoria. and you start having memories of playing this game that you don't remember actually occurring because you weren't playing that long. Your conversation with Nyarlathotep was very brief.
And I was super distracted.
Yeah, you were super distracted, but you seem to have memory of moving pieces in tandem with him. And in your playing against Nyarlathotep, you saw an opening to strike at his forces. And so you took it. That's your, you have this vision of this maneuver that you started to pull.
Okay.
And nothing else.
And it looked, I was confident. It looked solid.
You were very
confident.
That's why I did it. Very solid. Nice. Yes, you went for it. So anything you guys want to do in the Brunhilde during this week?
Be in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Give Percy some ginger ale.
Persephone has had a very bad 2 weeks at this point.
They're like giving her like the little bracelets little that you put on to keep you like.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah. And, and like Dramamine and stuff. Okay. And ginger. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, all that stuff together is probably going to make you feel okay. Well, you nap one. Never mind. No. Nothing makes you feel better. None of it's working.
She doesn't even want to stand up.
I'm in the bathroom. Just cuddled. Cuddled around it.
Eventually, you guys make it through your journey, and the Brunhilde breaks out of subspace with a lurch forward. And so now Persephone probably feels better, but you all feel like, ooh.
I like fall over into some like on the bridge into some like equipment, like, oh. Okay.
So you guys find yourself in the Manzikor system. Now, the Manzikor system is a binary star system made up of a red dwarf and a white dwarf pulsar. So outside, you guys can actually see these two celestial bodies. One is a large red fiery orb. The other is a smaller orb, and it's this brilliant white, and two beams of electromagnetic radiation are actually pouring out of like the poles of this star. Ooh. And any the part of the jet that kind of pours out towards the red dwarf gets caught in that dwarf's gravity. And it's just this alien, bizarre, awe-inspiring spectacle that you guys have never seen before.
How dope.
And it's this weird juxtaposition of, like, red warm light and white cold light. Watt pulls up his computer and he says, scanning for planets in the system. There's a pause. Maybe 5-6 minutes pass by. And Watt says, well, it looks like there's only one planet. Makes our job easier.
Sure does.
So before long, you guys find yourselves hovering above a rocky, craggy, and dark planetoid. Desolate and crater-filled, it hardly qualifies as a planet. It is about the size of a moon, I would say. And
can I roll perception to see if it actually is a moon and not a space station?
Sure, go for it.
Okay.
That's no moon.
Oh, shit. It's like a 5.
I mean, it looks like a planetoid.
I don't know. It looks like a moon.
Watt says, well, we don't have a planet scanner, but I may be able to locate energy signatures as we slowly orbit the planet. So before long, Watt detects something below. He says, I'm getting a very, very vague energy signature from the northern hemisphere. And so Victoria guides the Brunhilde in that direction. Following a blip on the radar. And descending down, you guys can see the crashed remnants of what you're pretty sure is a gargantuan elven ship. Ooh. Remember that elven ships are made out of wood. And this thing is scattered. Like it looks like it impacted and skid. And it's just, there's this like miles and miles of wreckage kind of like littered across the way. And then at the very tail end of this skid looks to be this enormous tower-like structure, what's remnant of this ship. And it oddly looks almost mushroom-like in its appearance. It's like this tall tower with like these, these sweeping wide ridges in like levels that stack, almost like a mushroom, but like triple, or like almost like a tree of sorts.
Like a ziggurat.
No, really like a ziggurat, but
more rounded than
yeah,
that,
more rounded,
coming to like
and
a triangular,
like,
sort of.
It's like it's got
point.
This trunk like structure, and then it like blooms out into like this plate
with like a lip, and then the
exactly the curve and then trunk, and then more, and then trunk, and then another one, and at its very top is this blue glass domed orb.
Okay, is that it? Looks non-organic. Like when you say mushroom,
It looks like a structure, but also it is made of wood
because of the way the ships are designed.
Exactly.
So this must be Zahn's little getaway car, right?
Prim says, "Actually, I think this must be the remnants of the Sahandrian, the ship that Commander Denethor's father."
Yeah, that dude's dad.
That's right.
In.
Yeah, the ship went down here.
Idiot.
That's hilarious. Because the dossier did say that the Sahandrian went down in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria says, "We might find some interesting information there. Maybe it's worth a look."
I say we go.
Yeah. This is what we came here for.
Yeah, let's investigate this shit.
You guys end up landing beside the Sahandrian. And let me go ahead. I had actually written down a description of the Sahandrian. So the remnants of the mighty ship are strewn in a line extending 3 miles, the largest bulk of which lies at the end. The ship appears to be made of white wood. The remaining structure stands almost like a tree, a massive wooden shaft with three large plates branching off, forming three circular levels, and at its top, a blue-green glass dome.
Mm.
Hopefully that gives a better picture.
Cool. I like it.
So I take it you guys suit up, get out there in the non-atmosphere.
Yeah.
And
I've bleached the inside of my suit since last use.
You're good. All right. So the remaining structure stands about 100 feet tall, and you guys end up standing at its base, and the first plate above you is about 50 feet up the shaft, and this plate itself seems to be about 100 meters in diameter, so this thing's huge.
Mm.
What do you guys do?
I can climb it.
I suppose you could.
Can I check for traps or faulty? When I say traps, I guess like... Is anything going to fall on me if I try to, like...
It doesn't look like anything is going to fall on you.
Are there any, like entrances or...
Yeah, give me an investigation check.
Yes, I like all this.
Nat 20.
Holy shit.
18. I like this one.
Okay, so you guys...
19.
You guys... Okay, everyone did great. Everyone agrees that maybe doing...
A
sweep of the perimeter is a good idea. And so you guys do so. And in doing so, you discover a large split in the wood of this trunk-like shaft, likely caused by the impact. And at its base, the opening of this split is about 10 feet wide. So it's like this crack. And it looks like you could pass through and into this giant tree-like structure.
Who found it first?
The crit found it first.
It looks like that's where we're going in.
No, 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 no.
No?
Hey, everybody, look what I found.
Entrance.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
We should probably go in this way.
Oh, my God.
Sebastian's just shaking his head.
Like, I'm going to roll my eyes and just...
That was fun.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Let's go. I guess we're calling Carter. Let's go, Carter. Lead the way.
You got it. I turn on.
Do you lead the way?
I turn on my goggles and I check. Can I perceive the inside for baddies?
I take it you're going to go right up to the opening so you can peek inside. Mm-hmm. With your goggles, you don't get any infrared readings. You can see that the thickness of the shell of the ship is like 20 feet thick, mm-hmm. and you can see just the vaguest of light sources on the other side.
Okay, I'll send the visage, the illumination visage of Michael Jackson through the ship.
Sure.
To light my way.
Okay.
And I'll go into
the
great unknown. Yes.
Okay, so Carter leads the way, and Carter, when you get through this little bit of cavern and into the structure, inside is this enormous open shaft. The walls here are glowing a faint pulsing green color, and it's lined with these rippling like underneath a mushroom, like the gills underneath the cap, it looks like it's like lined with this organic gills, if you will.
Okay.
All glowing this faint green. The shaft extends 50 feet up, and at the center of this enormous room is a glass tube that extends from the ground all the way up 50 feet high into the ceiling. Spiraling around the shaft is another glass tube about 10 feet in diameter. And this extends from about floor level, and it's like cracked and broken off, and you guys can actually like look inside. And it wraps around that tube all the way up, and it seems to also enter up into the ceiling.
Mm.
It's like an elevator kind of situation.
So
maybe?
The center one looks like an elevator, while the spiral thing looks like it's supposed to be climbed by foot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Some stairs. What do you guys want to do?
The stairs, probably. I don't think we can. So the only way was up, basically?
Yeah.
From what I could hear?
Well, down is now the ground. Yes, yeah. But so there was a down, not anymore.
Looks like we're hoofing it, boys.
To go up to it and inspect the so-called elevator and the spiral.
So there's no way to get up the elevator because it's just a sheer glass tube.
Unless you're me.
Unless you're Carter, because Carter definitely can. Yeah. If you guys start going up the spiraling tube, it's actually this really, I won't say awe-inspiring, but it's this epic-looking, like, view as you guys are going up and up this tower, and, like, you're just in this weird glowing structure.
That's cool.
And you're making your way up. Probably only takes you guys anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes to get up to the top. So when you climb through the ceiling of the chamber that you're in, you guys come out into a large room with halls extending to the right and to the left. Everything is dark except for one light source. There is an outline of a door on the same wall of... Okay, so you guys...
Same side we came in.
On the same side you came in, a little bit to the right, there's a door. And it's got a glowing green sigil on it in Elven glyphs.
Ooh.
I don't think anyone here reads Elven.
I do.
You do read Elven.
Yeah.
But new Elven.
Probably. I have old Elven, but I've studied new common, but I can read it with magic.
Okay. So what do you got? Comprehend spell?
I will comprehend languages and I will touch the door because I need to touch it.
You need to touch it. Okay. How long does a spell cost to take? Is it an action or is it an hour?
It's an action and it lasts an amount of time.
Okay. Sounds good.
Let me find it real quick. Comprehend languages, range is self, duration 1 hour. You understand the literal meaning of any spoken language that you hear. You also understand any written language that you see.
Okay.
But you must be touching the surface on which the words are written.
Okay.
It takes about a minute to read a page of text, so this should be no problem.
Yeah, no problem. So you read it, and the sigils say, emergency power on, enter only in essential need.
Mm. Real quick, would Sebastian pick up that he's able to do that, comprehend languages by touching the door, just the way you did?
I mean, you see him cast the spell.
Okay. Because now Sebastian, the light is going on in Sebastian's head about the orc runes that he says that he can't. So he doesn't say anything. He sees some casts and
shit.
Sebastian's like, huh.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Interesting. So, what do you say, Carter?
I mean, we don't know that he,
Yeah, I'm not getting any reading off of this door. It seems like it's some sort of utility closet. I mean, I'll roll against it.
Yeah, roll deception. I love this. If you want to roll insight, you should roll insight.
I will.
Do it.
Dun, dun, dun. What'd you get?
And I'm just...
I mean, with my...
That's an 18.
Oh, yeah, and total? I got a plus 7 to,
oh,
to that.
Oh, so you probably can't beat it, can you, without a crit?
No.
Ooh,
crit.
Oh!
I don't have any mods, but
yeah,
I crit.
He literally crit.
Wow.
Crit.
So I tried to just...
I tried mods, motherfucker though, is lying to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I tried to cast everything in secret based off of the
oh
role.
My gosh.
I wasn't on his game,
know,
but like...
When I wrote this session, I wasn't expecting it to be like the internal drama episode.
Oh, shit.
But yes, he's lying to you okay, for sure.
I don't say anything. I play it off, but I pick up on it.
I'm just in the middle here.
I was like outside of crit. So like, that's like the third time this happened on
yes,
the show.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Going
so he's lying.
Oh, shit.
All right, so what do you guys do now?
Oh, shit. So right or left, boys? I mean, those are our options. That glowy door? Do we know what... You said that glowy door was nothing?
It might be something. It's some sort... I think it's some sort of utility closet.
Oh.
Something like that.
For sure.
Do you, really I think we should check it out at least. I mean, she's kind of glaring at him side-eye.
I'm not sure. I'm not actually sure if I would think if we should check it out. Do I get the... I'm sorry. Do I get the indication that this will help us if we go in there and turn it on?
It's the only door that's glowing.
I mean, it's the only door that's glowing.
But maybe. You see hallways stretching to the right and left, full of doors.
I mean, I'm game for anything.
Yeah, I mean, usually when we go into places like this, we have to struggle to turn power on and fucking do all sorts of stuff. So it might be a good door to go into if that's going to help facilitate our continued entrance into this place.
Prim says, but how do we open it?
That's a very good question, Prim.
I didn't glean how to open it, right?
Mm-mm,
did I? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nothing happens when I touch it.
Mm-mm.
Oh well, I'm spent. I don't know. Usually, you know, there's like a little.
Can we like intelligence roll to see if we know what?
Yeah,
a clue.
Great.
Like,
yeah.
What
absolutely.
Should,
yeah,
just straight up or
yeah. Give me an intelligence check or intelligence
because
you're trying to
20.
Think of a solution.
19.
You're not
20.
Okay.
I nat 20 on this
nat 20.
I love this of the two. This one can go suck a dick. This one.
Okay, but you nat 20. You nat 20 this roll.
I did. Yes.
Oh my gosh. What did you get?
17.
Sebastian. Okay.
I got a 19.
So everyone roll well. So okay, everyone not Persephone comes to the conclusion maybe it's voice commanded, and then Persephone, you know for sure that it's voice command, probably like some sort of open command.
Oh, I think it's voice activated.
Interesting.
Does anybody know new Elvish? I'm a little rusty.
Victoria says I know a few words.
Do you know open? Or sesame?
Victoria thinks for a moment. She says, open. Edra, no. Edro. The door opens.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Nikki.
She bows.
Yeah.
That's the limit of my elven knowledge.
Hell yeah. It got us where we needed to go.
So the door slides open and it reveals a 15-foot circular silver disc floating aside of a glass tube running up and down. The door opens up directly into the tube. Yeah, what do you guys do?
Interesting.
Wait, I just blacked out. What was that?
Yeah, I kind of did too.
I'm sorry.
My mind went somewhere else for
so
a second.
Inside
the wrong second.
Is that glass vertical shaft.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's a floating silver disc that takes up most of the area.
Mm-hmm. How high is it floating?
I mean, it's floating at floor level.
Okay.
So, like, you would step out onto it theoretically.
I see.
So
okay.
We deduct that this is the elevator.
Yeah.
It gets you on the platform.
Yes,
to go up,
exactly.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's all that's in there?
Yeah, that's all that's in there.
The
yeah.
At least we know how to keep going up. Easy, hopefully, get power.
That's true. Yeah. So we step on it.
So who goes first?
Or do we want to go back to the hallways at all? Or do we want to go up?
I mean, that big glowy thing seemed like the place to go. So maybe just straight up. What do you think, Carter? Do you think we should explore?
Sure.
Left or right?
Oh, I thought you meant the thing.
No,
I think
no,
we
no,
should
no.
go
I
into
said,
the thing.
Okay, yes, yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll
go. It'll probably make it easier to get the power turned on.
Yeah.
Who steps into the elevator first?
Not I.
Oh, fuck it. I'll do it.
All right, Persephone, you step into the elevator, and when you do, you fall to your death. No. When you do, seven green elven glyphs appear in midair a little off to the left of the door where you entered.
Oh, okay. And I don't know.
They are arranged in almost like Japanese script, like up and down.
Oh, okay. I mean, I would know like what a keypad looks like at this point.
Yeah, you would know what a keypad looks like, sure.
Does this? I also remember
this is Elven, so it's like Apple and Android, non-compatible technology.
Do I see the glyphs on the door? Does everybody see it?
Yeah, well, not until you enter.
There is some sort of glyphs or something like that on this here wall.
If it seems safe, then Carter will go in and think. Carter will say, "That was very interesting. I love the way this elven script looks," and conspicuously try to touch the door.
So, do you like touch each glyph? Is that how that goes?
I only have to touch the surface it's written on, so I can.
It's not written on a surface; they're floating in midair.
Well, I guess in this context, I would have to kind of like maybe just wave my hand through the space.
Okay, so...
You're like, interesting. Uh-huh.
Do you start from top to bottom or bottom to top?
I guess whatever I glean is the right way to read it. Carter would go top to bottom because that's the way he reads.
Okay, so when you hit the top glyph, the door closes and the elevator starts to rise.
And it's just hitting
an eye. I don't know. Did anyone else step in? Yeah, so door closed yet. And...
What did it say?
top floor.
Oh. I'm okay with
Carter,
that.
What'd you do?
What are the, like, can I just, like, drag my hand through
when
all
you
of
drag
them?
Your hand down, every single other glyph glows red and goes, grunt, grunt,
grunt, grunt. Okay, but I should know what they all say now.
Yeah, and they're all, like, a label of a different floor.
Okay. Well, I like top floor.
Yeah, we need our friends, though.
I'll just say, oops.
Which one is the floor we were just on?
Well, I don't know.
It would be, you're not sure.
Because it could also go down from here.
Well, that's what the elevator thinks, but no, it can't.
But so we are not on ground zero.
No,
according to
definitely
this.
Not.
Oop. Oh shit!
So we're going to top floor. It looks like, but I don't know that. Well, I do know that, but you don't know that I know.
I'll just try to calm Sebastian and them.
Oh yeah, you have comms. You have comms.
We press the button. I don't know where we're going.
You guys are rising up.
We're going up.
And everything's dark. It's a really ominous ride. In fact,
this is a little creepy time. This scary elevator.
I have my dancing lights out. It's not
so dark.
So
there you go.
Okay, no. I'm not just in the dark. But we're here. We're going up. We pressed a button, and it's going up, and we can't go back down.
So after a few moments, the door
stops
and slides open. Or I should say, the disc stops, and the door slides open.
I've prepared battle magic.
Okay. Beyond, you guys see a vast corridor, at least 100 feet wide. But it's difficult to see further than maybe 20 feet into this corridor because there are numerous wooden pillars, roughly 7 feet in diameter each, that kind of just dot throughout the room. It almost looks forest-like.
Mm. I send I'll look at Percy. Like, should we?
We should get our friends.
You don't want to take a look first?
I mean,
just a little peek.
If this is our final destination, we should have all of us up here, right?
You're probably right. Maybe we should try to go back down.
Yeah.
How many floors do I think we passed? I had light out, but I don't know if I could see out like past. I would have definitely tried to count it.
It was just a dark shaft. There was no windows viewing out, so you didn't get to see.
Does the staircase for where I'm at still continue up, or is that the spiral?
No, that's where the staircase ended, yeah.
I mean, I could try to touch the glowing runes once more to descend. Perhaps that would work.
Yeah. I mean, we know which one gets us to this floor.
Yes.
We just need to find the one that gets us to that floor again.
So we know that that wasn't the bottom floor. Well, Carter knows that that's not the bottom floor according to this system. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll just...
you hit every other glyph and they were all red.
But maybe...
Oh, I thought maybe because that was just moving up. I'm just going to try to go down and see if it works.
None of them work.
Oop. Here we are.
Other than the top one, basically.
I'll just cut the cable in. Oh, shit. Floating.
No cable to cut. You're on a floating magical disc.
Percy, what's going on?
Are you
not able to come back down?
We are not able to get this thing to go again.
I've committed a great taboo. Sorry, I should have said that out of character. I committed a great taboo.
I've split the party. We're up here on the top floor. We can't get this. Maybe this disc will... maybe there's something down there you guys can touch.
Well, when you guys maybe step out, maybe we'll come back down to us, maybe? Or
I mean, we could only hope. I guess we're going to be up here. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to send some dancing lights out into to like test the water.
Okay.
Like I'm just going to, I can send them 120 feet. I'm just going to send a few of them out, see if I see anything, see if anything jumps out to try to kill the illusion.
Nothing happens.
Cool. That's good news. I mean,
goodish.
Yeah.
There's nothing else up here.
Perhaps we should be on our highest guard.
Yeah, but we also need the rest of our bros.
I don't think we can go. Well, we try to test the thing and it's all red. Yeah, so, yeah, like, yeah, I don't think we can go down. I think our best bet is to find a manual way to walk while they. We can try to find our way down manually while they try to find their way up manually, and perhaps good things will happen. We'll probably run into some bullshit, to be honest.
I guess.
That's out of character.
Yeah.
Do you guys step out of the elevator?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys step out of the elevator. The door closes behind you. When you guys step inside, you guys realize that you've now stepped inside that glass dome at the very tip top of the Sanhedrin.
Nice.
And you guys can see the stars above you. And when you look up towards like the glass dome and you see the stars, you also see that these pillars aren't pillars. They're trees. Ooh. With like leaves and branches and whatnot.
So like looking through a treetop almost, canopy.
Yeah, this is almost like this artificial forest.
How cool.
Yeah.
I see stars above.
I'll hit up Sebastian and say, yeah, we're in there looks like some sort of artificial forest, or maybe not artificial, they look like real trees. But maybe kick it down there for a bit to see if the elevator comes back. Yeah, and if not, maybe we can
see what we can figure out down here.
Victoria says, should I say the word again?
I think we'll think maybe we walk out the door, close it, and then do it again.
Maybe.
Come back out like almost like opening the door again, like leave that.
Well, the door closed.
Oh, behind us or
wait,
oh,
like no, the elevator? Yeah, when they went in and Carter hit the button, like the door closed and they went.
I got
off.
You. Okay, I was thinking that it was like a little tiny room inside, and then inside that tiny room was the two.
No, it opened directly into the.
So
two.
We're outside that door again.
Yes,
okay. So
exactly.
That's what I was thinking. I was coming out, saying the word, open the door again, but we're already on the outside.
Yes.
So that's what I want to do is try to see if that calls elevator back.
Yeah, give it a try, Vicky.
Say the word.
Okay, Victoria's like Edro. She says it this time with more confidence. Nothing happens for a moment, but then after a moment, door opens, disc is back.
Hey.
Hey, Percy.
Yeah.
The disc is back. We're going to come on up. What button do we push?
Carter, what button was it?
I pushed the top one.
All right, let's do this.
You push the top button.
Quite intuitive.
Prim, Victoria, and Sebastian are on the way. It only takes them a few minutes.
Cool.
Door opens up. Now you're all in the same room.
Hey.
We did it. No more splitting the party.
Yeah, we've reformed. Well, should we take a look around?
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
So how do you guys proceed?
I kind of want to like do a circle around the.
So you're going to do like around the perimeter?
Do a lap, yeah.
Okay. You can do that. It's going to take a while. This room is huge.
I probably don't want to do it from the outside. I'd probably just do it from the center.
What do you mean?
Because it'll take us less time to track a circle through the central area rather than the outside.
So you're like going in and then doing a circle, like a circle inside the giant dome that is the circle?
Yeah, like through the foresty parts, like through the trees.
Okay.
Is that like not feasible?
I'm just trying to understand. But you're trying to do a circle.
I just want to inspect the whole area to see what's in here.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and it would take, I wouldn't walk all the way to the outside to do that when I could see everything from the middle and take less time.
All right, you guys start making your way kind of circularly through this forest. Are you zigzagging? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. Kind of. Like, I'm not going to probably be able to follow one straight circle because there's random
yeah,
trees.
Yeah, there's trees everywhere. You guys are going to have to, like, go between them and find a path.
Does that
are you just trying to...
Does that track with you guys? Is this how we should explore this area? I feel like that would be most efficient. I'm not getting, like, super bad vibes. Like, there's something in there that's going to kill us.
I will... I definitely want to go up to the trees, and maybe could I do that Firbolg trait where I can just like get a vibe from
them?
Sure,
absolutely.
I'll just go up to the first tree that I see and kind of touch it and just say, hi, tree.
hi,
what's,
tree.
What's going on up here? Are you guys okay?
You guys get this sense of...
Master died.
Of waking... You've awoken this thing. It was like in a slumber beforehand, and you get the sense that this organism that is the ship is dying slowly, very slowly. Everything's on like super like low power, but eventually this thing doesn't have a life source anymore, and all these trees, this entire organism is slowly dying, and it seems rather somber about it, obviously.
She starts to cry a little bit.
Oh.
And then she'll just say, I'm sorry that this is happening. Is there anything in this area that we need to be worried about? Is this just like artificial air?
Okay. So you can just talk to plants and animals?
Yeah, and they just give me like a vibe.
This
back,
is so
basically.
Interesting. This has now changed everything.
I was checking if I packed speak with plants.
Give me
a
diplomacy check? I know you guys don't have diplomacy. I guess charisma.
I could do like persuasion. Nature or persuasion.
Or persuasion. So either. Whatever you want of those. That's better.
I mean, nature would be better. Yeah. That's a 14 plus 3, so 17.
Yeah, and this thing's going to recognize you as a singer and everything, so it's going to warn you. Well, it's not going to warn you, but it will tell you of the Woodwode Guardians that guard the forest.
The what?
Woodwode Guardians.
The Woodwode Guardians.
But they won't attack you because they recognize you as a singer, so you're free to pass.
Oh. I will just say thank you. And to each one that I pass, I'll druidcraft and just give them a little bit more life.
A little juice?
Yeah, yeah.
Extra 5 minutes.
Yes.
I'll just say,
I'm sorry. And yeah, like, this is the
absolutely.
Best I can do.
So you guys pass through this forest without the fight that I had planned.
Hey!
Wow, cool.
Nice.
So we're good because we're rolling deep with Persephone.
Indeed. Yeah. It's who you know.
It is.
So beyond the trees, and this place is huge, so you guys end up going like 150 feet deep into this humongous room.
Are these like redwood trees kind of like real big like that?
They're not, I mean, they're tall, but they're not.
Because like
the dome ceiling above you guys is probably like 60, 70 feet up there. And they don't quite reach that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're more like oak.
I guess. They don't look like any trees you've ever seen in your life. Like the wood is almost like this bleached white wood, and it's incredibly smooth. It's only wood in the vaguest of senses.
This is what they're building the ships out of.
Yeah, growing the ships out of, in fact.
Right, yeah.
But yeah.
Way better to just let it happen than to like tear stuff apart and build
right,
it.
Right.
Like a normal
so
person.
So beyond this pseudo-forest, if you will, is this open semicircle at the other side of the dome. And in the semicircle are these floating chairs. And amongst these floating chairs are a dozen or so dead elven bodies. Now, some of these bodies are still seated in their floating chairs. Others are just lying on the floor, scattered about. And in front of each of these chairs are a bunch of floating gemstones that if you were sitting, they would be at about arm's length out and about shoulder height.
Transmitters.
Most of these gemstones are completely done, but there are six that are still glowing faintly. There's one green gemstone in front of an empty chair. There are two blue gemstones that are in front of a chair with a dead elven woman in it. And there are three red gemstones that are in front of the body of what must be Anadar, son of Jandar.
Wow.
It is the dead body of an elf dressed head to toe in golden plate armor with a golden mask. In the shape of a four-pointed star and a lustrous silver hair spilling out.
Steal that ship, Carter. For Sebastian.
Carter. Carter's opening up his camera on his bracer jacket, and he's like snapping pictures, like elbowing Sebastian, like ah.
Sebastian has a big grin on his face,
like this is good. Let's see.
So this must be the bridge of the ship, probably.
I'm thinking
maybe these are like control crystals. Or fucking Go Gems? I don't know.
Go Gems?
What is
this is a room in which this is the room in like the Jedi Temple where the masters go talk to everybody and like people are hologrammed in. That's what I'm getting. This is like the bridge, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because we're on a ship, right? Yeah, go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Cool.
But my guess is the gems are like, either go gems or speak gems.
That's fucking hilarious.
I said control crystals first.
Control crystals.
I like that too.
I was trying
that's
to find
a good one.
Alliteration. Some more alliteration.
The default. Yeah.
Okay.
Go gems.
What do you guys do?
I inspect for traps.
Okay, give me an investigation roll.
Could we inspect the gems also?
You can. What'd you get?
15.
You're certain there's no traps here?
I sit in one of the chairs and I said, how could they grant me a seat on the council and not gave me the rank of master?
Oh my God. Anyways.
Love it. That's awesome.
What were you saying, Persephone? You wanted to invest the gemstones?
But I'll take it.
That was good.
That was really funny.
I just wanted to inspect to see if it is in fact a control mechanism.
Yeah, can my 15 also carry me through the same?
So do you touch do you touch the gemstones? What do you do?
It worked so good the last time.
So you touch a glowing gemstone? And what? Don't look at my notes.
No, I wasn't looking at your notes. I was just looking down. I was not looking at your notes.
I know you probably were. I just saw your eyes go down. I don't like sharing the same table.
No. I cannot read what it says.
Okay, that's good. My handwriting is atrocious.
It's a DM defense mechanism. Right, man.
I would probably touch a glowing one.
All right, you have a choice. The one green in front of an empty chair, mm-hmm. the two blue in front of a dead female, or the three red in front of a dead father of Denethor. Anador, son of Jandar.
I'll touch the green one in the empty chair.
Okay. So when you touch the green gem, it activates, and suddenly a hologram image appears. And it seems to be coming out of the gem. And you see this topographical map of the planet that you're on, the planetoid. And there are some coordinate numbers that you see, and the image zooms in on a portion of the planet, and you see this image of what looks to be some sort of base of operations, like these domed buildings with like tunnels between them all. Mm-hmm. And that's all you got. There's some script, you can't read it.
And they're able to see the hologram.
Yeah, everyone sees this. Right? Everyone sees this.
I'll just touch them like, oh shit!
Nice. That could have gone bad.
It definitely. Maybe somebody else touches the next one.
Is this map interactive? And I go to make my read.
Yeah, do your thing. It's not interactive.
My hand.
Now I
got to
think about what this actually says. So you pass your hands through the script, and it reads Egress Laboratories.
Okay. Hey, notes guy, is that something that's come up before? I think it is.
You
right?
said egress?
Egress, yes.
Yeah. That's
IGRESS.
I don't think so.
EG.
The Egress Project. The
Egress
right?
Articles.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that rings a bell. That's the Doctor's On stuff. That's the data we got in the Ziggurat episodes.
And on the dossier, too. That's mm-hmm. about the Egress mm-hmm. article.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that is something.
That's fine. That's just a little bit of insight. Mm-hmm, confirmation that these are all connected. Mm-hmm. Should we touch more gems? Can I download this map to my bracer jack somehow?
Fortunately not. You could film the process. If you touch the gem again, it'll repeat and you can film it. But this is way beyond what I said before about Apple and Android. Like, these technology sets are not compatible.
Totally, totally. Let's take some images of this. What do you think?
You guys can totally do that. You guys got it. My hand off. No problem.
Yeah, it's invaluable. All right, what are we touching next? Touching anything next? We could leave.
You got two blue gems and three reds.
I'll leave it to y'all.
I don't want to put out some sort of like distress signal or anything. Oh well, if they can, if I inspect the bodies, do they look like they died of like old age here? Or did something happen to them?
They died probably from died a lack of crash, oxygen.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Okay. So if they could have put out a distress signal, I guess, if they could wanted have, to. Yeah. There's any indication that something like that happened?
Not that you know of. It's hard you just see a bunch of dead bodies.
We gotta touch more stuff.
Lot of the bodies have pools of green blood around them from like impacts and stuff.
Mm, we should touch more stuff.
Well, I want to inspect the bodies. I want to definitely
Most
definitely
of them have died from like impact, some maybe just from lack of oxygen.
All right. Well, was it Anador? Yeah. I want to inspect his body, see what he has on him, see if he has any...
Do you take off the mask?
Yeah.
All right, so you take off the mask, and his face is caked with green blood from impact.
Okay.
He looks strikingly similar to Denethor, obviously older, with a more, like, defined jawline and, like, sharper features.
Okay.
His eyes are a deep blue.
Okay.
No longer glowing, because remember that elven eyes glow in this world. What else are you trying to look for?
I want to see if he has a dagger or some sort of something like that on him.
He doesn't look like he's armed here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any jewelry that may look like, or something, some sort of symbol or something that represents him or his family, maybe.
He seems to have a locket on around his neck.
I like where that's going.
I'm taking it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right.
Yeah. Do you open it?
Yeah.
Inside are two images. One of an elven woman and the other of an elven child, maybe the age of three or four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Taking it, putting that in my pocket.
It's yours.
All right.
Are the images inside the locket like holograms also, or are they like photographs?
They look like photographs.
Nice. Some hard copy stuff. Mm-hmm. Blue stones.
All right. You got two blue stones. You touch one?
Oh, do you want to touch your stones?
No, you told me that wasn't a good idea. You do both.
I mean, it might not be. I'm just seeing if we should touch these stones. Should we touch these stones?
I mean, the map. We got the map, which was important because that's like another place to go.
Green.
Another lead.
Two blue mean.
I mean, two. Maybe it was like a control sort of situation.
All right, let's touch them.
You touch them.
Can I mage hand touch them?
You try. It doesn't work.
Okay, I'll touch it.
Wait, right or left?
Left.
Okay, so you touch the left one, and a video feed pops up.
Ooh.
And it seems to be on a 10-second loop. And it is a video feed of...
It's a fucking Vine.
It's a
video, TikTok.
It's a video feed of an Illithid ship being sucked through this portal that looks like it's like space-time. And as it's being pulled through, like... The front end of it like stretches.
Oh.
And it's like being warped through, almost like spaghettification. And right before the back end gets pulled through, you see some laser blasts from somewhere, maybe from the ship you guys are on,
mm-hmm.
Blast at it, hit it right in the back, and then it gets sucked through.
Ooh. Get in there.
And then that's just something.
Would we recognize that as the tower that we saw in episode?
Give me a perception check.
Okay. I would
or like investigation or whatever.
All of them. 20.
19.
8.
19 and 20. Yeah, you recognize that the tower that you guys entered in episode 2 looks like a huge portion of that same ship.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Wow. How cool.
Hey, Percy. It's all coming together.
Do you guys say anything?
I'll say something to Percy. Hey, Percy, did you pick up on that? Did you see what it looks like?
A big old squid ship.
You remember?
Not just any big old squid
iron
ship.
Iron tower that we entered back in the day with all those eggs in it.
The one you found prim in?
Like the back, like the first one we found?
It looks like the ship.
Yeah.
Back in Old World?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Prim is looking at it and she says, maybe that's what went wrong. Maybe we got hit on our, we got hit on our way through.
Yeah.
And that's why we crash landed.
Makes sense.
That makes total sense.
I don't remember any of this. You know, I'm sure you guys remember when we passed through, it's not a pleasant process.
No.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of barf in this show. I'm going to touch the right one now.
Okay, you do that and some images like start to appear and then they just like static out and you can tell it's just malfunctioning. It's just a bunch of staticky screens and information that you guys can't see.
But red stones.
You got three reds. All in a row right in front of Anador.
Great.
I'm right there. I'm going to start touching them.
All right, right them all. Center, or left?
Let's go right.
Right, you have the same static problem where it's like some sort of video feed and it's all just all static.
Okay, I'm working my way to the left, so now the middle one.
Okay, center one. You hear something over like the intercom,
mm-hmm.
and then you start to hear a voice, and it seems to be some sort of recorded voice message that I'm going to read now.
This will be my final transmission. I have failed. The Sandrian is all but destroyed. The Eager's article has escaped with the Illithids undoubtedly to retrieve a bearer of the Ninth Bloodline. If they succeed, it may spell the doom for us all. Zahn betrayed us. He divulged classified information of Imperial intent to the Illithids and persuaded them to insurrection. He too escaped. To where I do not know. I beg thee for forgiveness, my lord. Though I have failed, know I die serving your will. Mayhaps what little information we've transmitted be enough to save this galaxy. Pray don't pass mine shame onto my progeny. As in life, may I serve you in death.
Clicks off.
What was the name he said? What was the...
wait.
It was after you talked about Zahn betraying them.
Zahn betrayed us, divulged classified information of Imperial intent to the Illithids and persuaded them to insurrection.
You said somebody slipped through. Could you send us that?
I'll share this with you.
Write it down? Okay, thank you.
Like, no, you'll never hear it again.
Yes, it's gone forever.
Touch the stone again. Make him read it again. Last one.
To the left.
Touch it. More static.
Okay.
And the ship explodes. Great. Well, that's
Victoria says, well, that was interesting, but at least we have a new location to head to.
That's very true.
Which is what we were trying to find in the first place. We're trying to hunt down Zahn.
And we figured out why they were going back to our world, too.
Well, kind of. It was an accident.
Well, no, they just said they were going back to find
ninth bloodline.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So but they crash landed because that was of that. Accident. So they meant to go to that time to get...
But not all blowed up.
Not all blowed up, though.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, we killed all the orcs.
The puzzle pieces.
Shouldn't have done that.
They're coming together.
They connect.
Well, no, actually, he made it very clear that the elves did not want that to happen.
But Zahn
that was
does.
The
yes.
That was the mind blown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so I thought he said he didn't know where they went, but
no, he doesn't know where Zahn went.
Right, but you said we have a new direction to go now. What was
the
that?
Lab.
That lab.
The lab we found Eager's on the planet. Lab.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, sweet.
All right. So, are you guys done here?
Yeah.
I imagine
there's nothing else in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys head back to the elevator?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Victoria says, Edro. There's a long moment of silence. And then the door opens and there's a disc inside.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, what's in the elevator?
What's in the box?
Jesus.
You guys get inside?
Everybody in at the same time. Yeah.
All right. Everyone's in the elevator.
We die together and I push the bottom button.
Okay.
I'll push the bottom button doesn't work.
I'll push the next one down.
That one doesn't work either.
Okay. Just fuck it.
So, okay. You do the swipe and the first three don't work. And then the fourth one turns green, and then the last three don't work.
Yay!
You guys go back to where you climbed up to. Nice. We just fast forward you guys all the way back to the Brunhilde, and we'll see you guys next time on SuperQuest Saga, because we're going to end the episode here.
Hell yeah.
If you guys like this show, if you like what we do here, please like, subscribe, leave a comment below, leave an iTunes review. It really helps us out a lot, and we will talk to you guys next time.
All right. See you guys later. Oh, my God.
Do it for your boys. Help your boys out.